This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Johnson & Johnson has said that it has temporarily paused its COVID-19 vaccine candidate clinical trials due to an unexplained illness in a study participant, delaying one of the highest profile efforts to contain the global pandemic. The company said in a statement the participant's illness is being reviewed and evaluated by an independent data and safety monitoring board, as well as the company's clinical and safety physicians. J&J's move follows a similar one by AstraZeneca. In September, AstraZeneca paused the late-stage trial of its experimental coronavirus vaccine developed with the University of Oxford due to an unexplained illness in a UK study participant. While trials in the UK, Brazil, South Africa, and India resumed, the US trial is still on hold. Amy Coney Barrett ended the first day of her U.S. Supreme Court nomination hearing looking to assure lawmakers she would be an independent justice grounded in the law.
In her opening statement to the Senate Judiciary panel, Barrett said the High Court's role is not to solve every problem, but rather to interpret the Constitution and laws as written.
The policy decisions and value judgments of government must be made by the political branches, elected by and accountable to the people.
Democrats are using the hearings to brand Barrett a threat to the Affordable Care Act, with the Supreme Court set to hear a challenge to the law a week after the election. Vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris says Republicans have not been able to scrap it in Congress.
So now they are trying to bypass the will of the voters and have the Supreme Court do their dirty work.
That's AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. This is VOA News. Belarus police detained 713 people during Sunday's mass protest against re-election of the country's leader, the harshest crackdown on protesters in weeks. Tens of thousands of people rallied in the Belarusian capital, Minsk, demanding the resignation of President Alexander Lukashenko, who has run the country with an iron fist for 26 years. Police quickly moved to disperse the protests with water cannon, stun guns, and grenades and truncheons. A dozen sustained injuries. Human rights advocates said that it was the harshest dispersal of a Sunday demonstration since August. On Monday, the ministry threatened to use firearms against the protesters if need be, saying that the rallies have become organized and extremely radical. The head of the World Health Organization has warned against the idea that herd immunity might be a realistic strategy to stop the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Herd immunity is achieved by protecting people from a virus, not by exposing them to it.
WHO Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
It's scientifically and ethically problematic.
Tedros says health officials typically aim to achieve herd immunity by vaccination and notes for a highly infectious disease such as measles, about 95% of the population must be immunized. And he says too little is known about immunity to COVID-19.
Most people who are infected with the virus that causes COVID-19 develop an immune response within the first few weeks. But we don't know how strong or lasting that immune response is, or how it differs for different people.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Microsoft is fighting back against the global criminal botnet. AP correspondent Mike Rossi with those details.
Microsoft says it obtained a federal court order in Virginia on October 6th in an attempt to knock offline an international cybercrime digital network. Microsoft was trying to impede a global botnet that uses an infrastructure known as TrickBot for planting ransomware that encrypts data on targeted networks. However, in a report shared with the Associated Press, the cybersecurity firm Intel 471 says it saw no significant impact on TrickBot operations on Monday. TrickBot was created in 2016. By a loose consortium of Russian-speaking cyber criminals. I'm Mike Gracia.
Facebook announced Monday that it is updating its hate speech policy and will ban all posts that deny or distort the Jewish Holocaust. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.